Now, you probably won't be surprised that here in IrishTimes.com we're very interested in the question of how important online is in the narrative of this general election campaign. People have been saying for years that elections are going to go social, that elections are going to be carried out increasingly through digital media. It never quite seems to happen, but maybe it is happening a little bit more now. And as that starts to happen, a multiplicity of new voices begin to emerge. We welcome that because we're all for diversity here in the Irish Times. I'm actually joined by one of those voices, Andrea Pappin, who runs election2011.ie. Andrea, hi. What's the function or the purpose of election2011.ie?
It's basically a website set up by my fantastically bearded friend and myself to explain to people how to vote in an entirely non-anarchy way. We want everyone to kind of vote nationally, because if this isn't a national election, I don't know what is.
And so you have a political position?
Between the two of us, we make up kind of the West Side Story of politics, because Jason, who's the fellow founder, was a former PD candidate, and I used to work for the Labour Party in the last election. So we kind of keep each other in check in terms of it. And we say on the website where we're biased and say that we are, because everybody votes. And this website's allowed us to vent our frustrations and hopefully answer a couple of questions and just really get people to understand the basics of the voting system without getting into that kind of pointy-headed detail that everyone gets into. It really isn't that difficult to explain it.
So do I take it from what you say when you're saying encouraging people to vote nationally that you won't be encouraging people to vote for the Michael Lowrys or the Michael Healy Rays of this world?
We do tackle that, actually. One of the parts of the website is about what it is to vote independent. And what's interesting in this election, I don't know if you're finding it as well, I think that there is a new type of independent that's kind of starting to come through, which is the unique, nationally focused independent candidate, rather than exactly the lads who are really up for the Save the Local Hospital / Dog Park / whatever you're into.
So these are the Somerville and Rosses and the Fichnuas and the
And the John McGurks and all those kind of guys. So we do point that out. We do say, listen, if you vote independent, you know, it usually means you don't have a particular opinion on how the country wants to be run, with a couple of exceptions.
It's funny, I was listening to the radio this morning, as you do, and the hospital candidate, I think it was, in Roscommon, was arguing that even though he's standing on a Save Our Local Hospital ticket, that essentially fits into a broader, that there are a range of Save Our Hospital candidates around the country, and they all have a position on the way in which the HSE should deal with local and regional issues. So that in a sense, to some extent, he was saying he is a national candidate, even though you might see his agenda as being purely local.
Isn't that interesting, though? Because I've seen enough elections at this stage to know that that's a big difference, because previously they wouldn't have had to be forced onto that national agenda. Too often in Ireland, there's a couple of typical habits of the Irish voter, and one of them is we nearly always vote for the Asher, he's a decent skin kind of approach. Like, I know his dad kind of element of putting down the ballot paper too often. This election, for the first time, that habit is starting to shift. And you get a feeling, even just anecdotally, even when you're reading through the Twitter feeds and other elements, you see people kind of going, actually, I'm getting questions on the economy. I'm getting questions on national education, on healthcare, broader ones, rather than what'll you do for me?
Do you think that'll really be the case, though, when it comes to Friday the 25th and people actually go in to cast their ballots? Those local allegiances and family allegiances are still very important, aren't they?
I think there'll still be absolutely a swing back. Of course there will be. And we are trying to break a habit of a national lifetime, if that makes sense. But I think that more than ever, there'll be people walking in going, no, I want that person to lead our country. And these are the policies in terms of tax and spend and public cuts that I want or I don't want. I think we'll see that more.
I suspect that you're a little bit of a political train spotter and that you like the mathematics and the mechanics, the kind of fascinating ways in which the single transferable vote can play out in our multi-seat constituency. But I also suspect, if you're interested in privileging the national issue over the local candidates, that you'd have some sympathy for the proposals for political reform to change the system. Do you think this might be the last general election held under this system?
I'm not sure whether it's interesting, because I separate them out, actually. I think the political reform, you're absolutely, I don't know if you saw it in my face or something, but yes, I am very passionate about political reform and some very practical elements to it, I think, that need to take place. But people do get a little bit obsessed with the voting system, I find, and they see this as the panacea, like the one thing that's going to change the system. And then it moved on, I found, then suddenly to let's get rid of the Seanad. I think we actually will be quite reluctant to get rid of our current system, in the fact that it is very representative. Around 90% of Irish people end up with a TD that they like, as opposed to the British system where it's around 25%.
Well, the British system must be one of the most unproportional systems in the world, so it's completely. Not necessarily the
and I
the
think
best
there's
comparison.
Yeah, but there is, but it is, I think, a useful one to sort of note that people kind of assume representation and that kind of a direct correlation, and it doesn't always happen, and that's a benefit of our system. And there's other weaknesses, and I think we'll start to see national ballots. I always like the idea of getting two ballot papers, one for my local and one for my national, so you have a certain amount of TDs that are nationally focused, who don't have to constantly think about doing constituency work or doing the medical cards and other elements. If people want their TDs to take care of that, fine, but let's
then
get
of course
the
you end up
in.
With a list system, and as we know from the history of, for example, Taoiseach's appointments to the Seanad, list systems don't necessarily always deliver the best best representatives either.
To be honest, I think if we do that in a transparent way, like other countries do it, it's very open in terms of published lists. And that's where we start creating a bit of mischief. And that's why we've actually done this website. The whole purpose is behind election2011.ie is to get people realising that we are responsible for those lads in that house. And so everyone's saying, oh, they're a disgrace, they're all the same. That's a reflection on us, because every single one of them needs between 6,000 and 10,000 votes to get into that house. And that's us who are doing that. And we have this incredibly powerful thing, which is our vote. We also have a very unique system in our voting system. The other bit that we entirely overlook, we have lads who come knocking on our door looking for our vote. When I talk to pals of mine from other European countries, their jaws drop to the floor when you tell them, oh yeah, no, guys knocking on the doors. And instead, what we do is we use that time, I think, to ask horribly polite questions. We have got to realise how powerful we are in the system and actually start using that and realising the responsibility we have in terms of them being a reflection of us.
Well, to come back to the question then I put at the outset, social media allows people to actually talk to other people directly in a way that they may be able to do it more openly than they do when face-to-face on the doorstep on a windy February evening. But I wonder, how important do you think digital media is going to be in this election, or is it going to be as important as, for example, this whole TV debates thing which is going on, or is it still a subsidiary element? Is it more important or less important than posters on lampposts?
It won't replace another one. I think it's actually another card in the deck that people now need to play and to manage. Just from seeing, I worked on the 2007 campaign, and there was divil a bit of all this kind of chat about Twitter and Facebook and other elements like that. And I remember, do you remember?
Is Twitter not just a big room though, with about 2,000 or 3,000 people talking to each other all the time?
A bit of it, but I have to say, I find it a fascinating thing. Now, I have to be very mindful when I'm on Twitter of going, there is a certain type of person who's on here. So it is not entirely reflective of Irish society. But there's a couple of elements I love about it. I do find that when rumours start to break on Twitter, have you found more often than not, they actually have validity much more than the Chinese whispers.
Sure.
And I feel like it's that kind of Adam Smith, you know, invisible hand kind of element pushing on the retweeting.
I tend to agree with you, but it'll be interesting to see when we look back in this election to see who else at a turning point in that way. We have to leave it there. But listen, thanks very much for coming in to chat today. Andrea Papin's site is called?
Election2011.ie.
Election2011.ie. Thanks, Andrea.
Thanks very much, Hugh.